We're holding Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, 7-8 lines from the top. Rav Chizda v'Rav Amnuna have Yasve b'Seudasa. Mem Aleph Amid Beis. We learn today Le'ilu Nishmas. My grandmother's yahrzeit today is Moras Chana bas Abisol Issa. Moras Chana Halbetal Tehen Nishmas Tzru b'Tzor Chaim. Isha Tzitkonis Chana bas Yisrael Issa. Zog the Gemara. Rav Chizda v'Rav Amnuna have Yasve b'Seudasa. Rav Chizda and Rav Amnuna were sitting by a suda. Aisu lekamayu, they brought in the middle of the suda, tamre v'remoyne, tmorim, dates and remoyne, and pomegranates. Shokal Rav Amnuna borech ha-tamre. Rav Amnuna took the tmorim and he made a bracha on it bereisha first. They both perishes his soul. We know that Mehilchus Kedima, what goes first? So he took the tmorim first. Omer le-Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda told him, we noticed that drasha we had before that kolamuktim eposik ze eretz chita v'seoira. So what does it say in the posik? Geffen, it's mentioned tomorrow. Tomorrow is mentioned all the way by the end. Eretz ze shemenu dvash, dvash tomorrow. So why would you take tomorrow over rimoinim, which is way before? It was tamra v'rimoina. Zogt die Gemara, Omar Lehi, so he told him back, Zeh Sheni L'Oretz, V'Zeh Chamishi L'Oretz. Depends which Oretz you look at. There's a first Oretz and there's a second Oretz. So this Ein Echanami, it might be later, after Rimoinim, Eretz Zeh Shem U'Nedvosh, is Sheni L'Oretz. The other one is fifth from Eretz, from the first one, so that's where it goes first. Tosfos Radei points out that Chita is the first by the first one, and Zayis is the first by the second Eretz. Or Yisoyim v'Tmorim, we both are second. Then Avagav the Shovin le'Eretz, even though they're both in the same position when it comes klape Eretz. Mikomokom amukdim eposik tainu le'Eretz rishon yakdim lebracha. Avadi you go, you makdim the one that's the first Eretz first. So there's a seida hadvarim. There's a first and there's a second. So within that two Eretz, you go whatever is by the first Eretz has precedence. But once you're already holding closer to Eretz, even if it's in the second one, then it goes before anything that's earlier, later in the first Eretz. So that's where he took Tmorim first. Omalei, so he told him, halavai, we should have feet made out of barzel, Zagdrashi, meaning a person can get tired chasing someone. If we would have feet of barzel, we mashmeinech nishamshech v'nelech achecha tomit will always follow you to be able to hear Torah from you. What you're saying is so profound and so exact and so correct. Halavai, we should have feet made out of barzel. We should be able to go wherever you are to hear your Torah be mishamish you. Zog di Gemara. Itmal. Oh, now starts a big sugya of dvorim aboyim machmas asuda. Now, There's halacha and there's shitas Rashi, there's shitas Tosfos. There's many shitas that we're showing them how to learn up certain parts of the Gemara. We're going to learn obviously the different shitas Rashi, but it doesn't mean that everything is la halacha because in Shulchan Aruch we pass like other Rishonim, not specifically in every nekuda that Rashi is going to say how he learns the sugya. So let's see the Gemara. We always learn with Rashi. We'll try to insert what's in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll come halacha lemaisa. We'll see shitas Tosfos, but let's go through the sugya. Zog the Gemara itmar. If they brought in front of you, this is talking about the middle of a suda, te'enim v'anovim, grapes and dates. Again, both are b'secha suda. Both are Pesach Yisrael, but now we're not discussing the nekuda of Eretz Yisrael. We're discussing the nekuda of making a bracha, even though you already washed for bread. So heviu lifneim te'enim v'anovim b'techa suda. Omar Rav Huna shita is, tunim bracha lifneim. You make a bracha before you start. You do not make a specific bracha afterwards, but rather the Birchas Hamazon, you yoytze with that, it patas it. Zog Rashi, Mevorech Lifneim. Now, if Rashi, by the way, says, Heviu Lifneim, Teinu V'Anovim, B'Tei Chasuda, what does it mean, B'Tei Chasuda? V'Loyle Lafes Esapas. These items, these fruits, are not meant to be used, to be eaten together with the bread, as a dip, or with the bread. Dim Kein Havel Tfeila. Then if it's eaten with the bread, then it's tofel to the pas, and then you do not make a bracha lefneim. You made a bracha in the pas already. Ve'ein choylik b'dovar she'ein tomim bracha lo lefonav v'lo la'achov. There isn't something that doesn't need a bracha lo lefonav v'lo la'achov and lefomim shabal masek as piv b'teich asuda b'peiros. Meaning, the reason why you're eating these Teinav Anovim, it's not because it's coming with the pas, then Avadi would not need a bracha. But Lefomim, sometimes it's coming to wet the palates of Drashi. Lematikas piv betoich asuda beferes. It's coming to sweeten your appetite. That's called an appetizer. Meruptas forspreis, an entree. So it's something that is not really betoich, it's in the suda, but it's not chelik of the pas. So that's a whole discussion in the poskim. It's similar items, a melon. Shlomo Zalman holds when you have a melon in the beginning of a meal, it's like this Gemara, and you make a bracha beforehand. Because it's not a chelik of the suda, it's not coming to be eaten with the pas. It's coming to lamatek as piv. What do you have to have a melon before you have the first course? It's lamatek as piv. Lapis a pas means, what are you saying, the what?
No, I'm confused. Is it, usually it means like a spread, dip.
Correct. So Rashi is saying, if it will be eaten with the bread, then obviously the birchas hamotzi would patrit. It's not coming to be eaten with the pas. Yes, it's eaten together with the pas, to be mazing you. Part of the lafas pas means physically, literally, I'm eating it as a spread, or it's eaten like the bread is eaten to be mazing you. But it's eaten, the lafas pas, to enhance the bread. The bread is being mazing you, so the other food items are the lafas pas, even if it's not physically a spread, some of them are, and then the other ones that are coming to be mazing you.
To enhance the bread.
To satiate you, that's all considered lafes apas. It's coming with the bread. But something that is not lafes apas, to satiate you or to spread, eat with the spread, but rather lematik aspiv, appetizer, so then you need a bracha lifnehem. Now, it doesn't mean we right away make a bracha on every farsh price. I'm just saying the things that don't come with the suda and they're not the lafes, you make a bracha. Correct. Oh, do you mean a fruit? A fruit in the beginning of the meal, even. I'm just saying a melon is an example. Shlomo Zalman held, you make a bracha, others argued. What's the gather of a melon that comes in the middle of the meal? Oh, meaning if it's coming to be part of the meal, then how do you don't make a bracha? That's what you wash for. Zok di Gemara. So again, Omer Avuna, Tuna Bracha Lefneim, Zok Rashi, the laf tefela ninu. Oh, it needs a bracha before because it's not tofel to the pas. It's not the lafis apas. V'loy lachreyem, why not? The birchas amazim petaton. The bensing patters you with that bracha achreyem. Meaning, it's coming, the benching is not pshat, you don't need a bracha. You're having a bracha, just the bracha that you're going to have lachreyem is going to be through the birchas amazim. The reason I'm saying this is because we'll see, Rav Huna is going to have a taina, Rav Sheshe is going to have a taina on this. Zog di Gemara, v'chenom Rav Nachman, tunu bracha lifneim, v'tunu bracha lachreyem. It's not pshat, really, you don't need a bracha. The birchas hamazon patters it. So that's why it's going to be a little schwer. The Rav Sheshes Omar, no. Tunim bracha, bein lefneyen, bein lachreyem. You have to make a bracha, say before and say afterwards. She'ein chadova she'tom bracha lefona bein tom bracha la'achrov. You're saying this doesn't need a bracha la'achrov? There's no such thing. There's only one food item that doesn't need a bracha la'achrov. Ela pas habo bekisnin bovad. Only pas habo bekisnin. What's pas habo bekisnin? Zog Rashi. First of all, Rashi says, Bein lifneim, bein lachreim, meaning you need a bracha afterwards. Why? The leipota elamita design v'hani lezayne. Rashi is saying the reason why this fruit would not be upkapated with the birchas hamazon because birchas hamazon only includes the things that are zayne. This wasn't brought to be zayne, like we said. It's not a lafas apas, which includes an hagdara of not coming to be mazing you. So birchas hamazon doesn't pater it. So that's why it would need a require a bracha lachreim. The exception to that is only possible bekistin, which is a sugi bifnei atzmoi. But here we're just bringing in agavdik that possible bekistin does not need a bracha lachreyan. It's not Rashi, why? When do you bring this possible bekistin? La'acha achila ubirchas hamazon. Rashi, again, there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says the possible bekistin was brought after you finished the meal, after birchas hamazon, hoyigim lahavi kistin, then dessert after the meal. Then kloyos the fishy off in the lave. Kamid of Alma. Honey kistin the malalibu, maybe lani moin pass. And the bread is with it. What kind of bread? Sheni loishim tavlin. It was kneaded together with tavlin. Kane uvli eshalonu. Viesha oisos kamin sipoigin vilonos. Voichleman dova muad. You eat a little. Umitachinoisim, but tavlin harbe. There's many tavlin in it. Ve goizim. Vishkadim. Umacholamuot. It's very small amount of mazonis in it. Lohitinu brocha mein gimel. So Rashi is saying, the reason why it doesn't need the bracha lachreim by possible bekistin, avad lefneim you need, it's after birchas hamazon, But lachrem, you don't, is you didn't eat a kezayis of mezoinis. Veloyitino brachem ein gimel, because it's very little that you had from it. Like Rashi said, there's only ma'at of the mezoinis itself.
Tosis argues on this Rashi. Tosis says we're talking about that it's within the meal. And that's you don't make a brach lachrem, because the birchas hamazon patters it. But after meal, of course you would make a brach lachrein. Rashi hold, we're talking about that it's the after the meal, and your taka only would make a boy nefoshes, you would not need a birch, main gimel. But Rashi's shita is that less than the kazayas of mazonis, there is no brach lachrein.
This itself is also a big discussion in the poskim. If a person has a dessert, which is a food item, forget about dessert, a food item, that's a type of cake, possibly bakistin. But the amount of mazonis is little. But lemaisa, I'm eating pedechilas pras. I'm eating a kezayis of the rest of the food that goes together with the mezoinus. So do you make a brach achrein or not? Rashi is saying you don't. Other Rishonim argue on this. This is mamash a classic example of a type of cheesecake or some type of food item which has a mezoinus but not enough of a kezayis of pedechilas pras. Are you mitzarif the rest of the food or not? Sakoponim, we brought in Bras Babakistin. We brought in Pasa Babakistin for the Nakuda that he's arguing, Rav Shesh is arguing Rav Huna. Now, it's a shtick of Pella, because Rav Huna never said that it doesn't need a Brach Lachreim. Rav Huna said that the Anovim do not need a Brach Lachreim because the Birch Samazim patters it. You would need a Brach Lachreim. So the whole Shakl Vatai is a shtick of Shver. Other Rishonim learned his Gemara differently, but Sakoponim, this is where we're holding on Rashi.
Zog the Gemara pliga de'afchia, because till now we have shitas Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. They hold that when you have tein vanovim in the middle of the suda, they need a bracha lifneim, but not lachreim. Shitas Rav Shesh said that you need to have a bracha lifneim and lachreim. And now comes the third shita. Rav Chia is going to say that they do not need a bracha at all, not lifneim and not lachreim. Those are the three shitas in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara pliga de'afchia. This argues on the sheet of Reb Chia. The Omer Reb Chia holds pas peiteres kol mine meichel. Once you make a bracha on pas, then all food items, even peiros, do not need a bracha, not lifneim and not lachreim. And likewise, yayin poite kol mine mashkim. And yayin patis all mashkim. Once you make a bracha on hagofen, they don't make a bracha on any other drinks. And Tosav here points out that we're talking about the yayin that's not coming within a meal. Because if it's within the meal, then typically that the paspat is all the drinks. Zaktesis elamayri beloy suda. We're talking about yayin mustam. You're drinking wine, you don't have to make a bracha on other drinks. Vafilocha yayin poita. But that's not the halacha. Vileis hilsa kavose. This is not the halacha that when you make a bracha on yayin, not within the suda, they don't make a bracha on other drinks. Shari mi pas peiteres ein aloch kamoisei. But this din of Reb Chia, that paspat is all food items, even fruits, even peiros. You don't make a bracha lifneim or lachreim. The halacha is not like Reb Chia. So who had in? Ela kipsak apopa, but rather like apopa we're going to see soon. Apopa is going to say hilchasa, depends on dvar bar machmas asuda. So imken gamehai. So likewise when it comes to the din of yayin, poita leisach skavose, the halacha is not like this chiddush of Reb Chia, that yayin, even shaloi b'tech asuda, patas all drinks. However, yayin within the suda, then avada, you don't make a bracha on other drinks. Or you make a kiddush on yayin poita kol mine mashka. Now that's a whole question even in the halacha, if the fact when you make kiddush Shabbos day before you wash and you make kiddush, so now you don't make a bracha on shahakol because yayin poita kol mine mashka. Does the mashka have to be befun of? That's preferable. The mashka is there. The other drinks are on the table. So then the yayin is poita kol mine mashka. Or even if you know it's going to be brought out, that's also called yayin poita kol mine mashka. Or it's the kviyas for it to be brought out. But like upon him, it has to have a shaykhus from the yayin to part to the mashka, meaning if it's going to be within a suda that you make the kiddush right before the suda. There's another yesod is a good difference between yayin, poita, komine, mashka, and pas. Because pas, we're going to say only patas things that are boim machmas asuda. Doesn't pat the things that are not machmas asuda. And yayin, we say komine mashka. Why is there a difference? Why should yayin pat all mashka and pas not? Pas, we say, dependent on certain criteria. The difference is because yayin is machmas chashivusoy that it pats all mashka. It's a chosh of a drink, so all mashkas are included. Pas is not because of the chashivus that it pats all other foods. The reason why pas includes all the food items, because pas becomes the ikka and they become the tuffle. So then it has to have the criteria of boy machmas asuda. It has to have a connection to the pas. It has to be a laface. It has to enhance the pas. So then it patters. But it doesn't automatically include all food items. Yain, on the other hand, is the chshiva shaboy that patters. So that's why it patters all mashka. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Omer Rav Poppe, Hilchese, Dvo, and this is the halacha. We pasken like a Poppe, Hilchese. Question is how to learn this a Poppe, but the Poppe says, Hilchese, Dvo, my boy, machmas asuda, food items that come, machmas asuda. So Rashi says it means, the lafis is a pass, which means that it's in order to enhance the pass, it's used as a dip with the pass, so then taket patas, the pass patas it. Dvo, machmas asuda, betoich asuda, within a meal, ain't tum bracha lo lefneim lo lachreim. You don't make a bracha on things that are tuffle to the pass. So say something that is mozen, say something that is lelafes, doesn't need a bracha. Lo lefneim lo lachreim, zog zashi. Davalu tfeile, it's tuffle to the pass. Hilkach komidi, bein mozen, say if it enhances the pass, it's mezen. Bein peire shevil a lafton, or if it's a lefes, it's a spread. So then, vait it's connected to the pass. So ein ba bracha lo lefneim lo lachreim. Those don't need a bracha before and after. Vishaloi machmas asuda betoich asuda, but things that are not machmas asuda, for instance, like Rashi, kugon daisa v'kru v'tardin, that are not a lefes, but they do come lemozen ulesoiva, but they're not a lefes. So since they're not boyin machmas asuda, but they are betoich asuda, so tuna bracha lefneim, they need a bracha beforehand, because they're not lelafes sapas. However, ain't on bracha lachreim, they don't need a bracha afterwards because lemaisa they're amazing. And if they're amazing, so bichal mozen petatun. That's what Rashi learns the sugya. Meaning, zok Rashi tuna bracha lefneim, the laf tefelin inu. They're not tuffle to the pass because we said that they're things that are not lelaf is the pass. Kuan kruvetardin. So they're not tuffle to the pass. They ain't a bichal lechem, they nifter bichal moitzi. They're not going to be part of the lechem to be upkapata with the bichal moitzi. But they do not need a lachreim. Because it's meaning the mezen. If it's mezen, so birchas hamozen is part of it. The birchas hamozen is all inclusive on all things that are mezen. And the third thing, Rav Papa says, la'acha asuda, things that come la'acha asuda, and Rashi is going to say this doesn't mean physically after the meal. It could mean even meal. It can even mean within the meal. But it's referring to peiros like desserts that come not machmas lift on. Zog Rashi. V'la'acha asuda tunim bracha ben lefneim ben lachreim. Zog Rashi, la'acha asuda toin bracha ben lefneim ben lachreim. Kegoin, peiros, afilo avim b'teich asuda, even if you brought it within the meal, shaloi machmas lifton, they need a bracha ben lefneim ben lachreim, the lav tfeilin inu, they're not tofel. Why do they need a bracha afterwards? The aim because I'm on patat and the lab mezoinin inu. When do we say before that dvarim that are not boy machmas asuda do not need a bracha lachreyan? That's because they're meeting the mezen. So then the bichsamoz and petatun. But here we're talking about zagrashi dvarim that are boy lachreyan veloy machmas asuda, meaning they're not lelefes and they're not lemezen either. So then taka they need a bracha lefneim and lachreyim. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosis argues in Rashi and Tosis has a kasha. He starts off and he says that Rashi brings in the Maschel v'Hilchasa. Pirush HaKuntz is a laugh of Menes HaPas, ain't tunim brocha, to have a letfele, v'loi nehira. Dem kei masnisini, you're telling me a chiddush, what's Rav Papa being mechadush? Someone that's a laugh is a pass, it doesn't need a brocha? Of course it doesn't need a brocha, that's a Mishnah. The Mavarech ala eko paitz atfele, umay kamash velon. And he has numerous other kashas, zog teises in the middle of al kein pirush ri, an upshat. Dvorim aboye machmas asuda betech asuda, meaning, kloimar. Haregilim lo machmas asuda, things that usually come when you eat a meal. Bepas, shalagilim lochlim a pas. Kagoin, what's usually eaten by a meal with pas that enhances the meal? Kagoin, bosser, vidogim, chominekdera. And those items are vim betech asuda, ain't to them brochlef name lachem, they do not need a brochlef name lachreim. Even if you don't have pas with it, you don't have to have a piece of bread when you eat a piece of chicken. Tosfos clearly argues on this, the Kudin Rashi. That's not what the Chiddush Rav Papa is. It's things that come within a meal do not need a bracha lefneim lachreim. The chevin the mishum pas same boy, they come because of the pas, so a pas petatun. However, zok Tosfos, avol dvorim shein dakan love b'teich asuda, things that don't usually come within a suda kagoin. Tomorrow, mulamoinim, dates and pomegranates, that's usually part of a meal. Vishalko peres, she'ein reginan lafes ben as a pass. It means it's not that you don't eat it with the pass. Chicken don't eat with the pass either. It means it doesn't usually enhance the meal, doesn't usually come with the meal together. To unim brocha lefneim, they have to make a brocha beforehand. The chem de la mishum lifton osu, ein a pas patatun. Vahainu, krav nachmenu, krav huna de la'el. The amri de tuna brocha lefneim, beloy lachreim. This the kudra purpose saying, like Rav Nachman Rav Huna, that they need a brocha lefneim and not lachreim. What does it mean? La'acha suda zokta isus. La'acha suda is not like Rashi said that it means kugoyim peris, that even that you brought within the suda shaloi machmas lifton. No, la'acha suda zokta isus. La'acha shemoshchus yodeim in a pas. After they totally remove themselves from the pas, that means you changed. You left the table. You removed the table. You like they have by weddings, the smorgasbord or the Viennese table, or you remove the tables, then shuvei na pas betaton. Then the pas can't patter anymore, and you'll need a new bracha, irrelevant of what kind of food item it is. V'have a k'moisha ochlam b'loy shum suda, as if it has no connection to the suda. Uvein dvorim al-gilim lovei machmas ha-suda. Then it doesn't make a difference if the food item is something that's bo machmas ha-suda. Uvein dvorim she'ein l'gilim lovei machmas ha-suda. Tu'unim b'roch lefnei melachreim. If you remove the table, if you moishach edem in a pas, then you need a brocha lefnei men alachreim. Da kol dvorim de la'el koi. But then Zok Teisus, this is not relevant b'zman hazeh. We don't do this. At least in the time of Tesis, va'achshav ein lanu dinze, the ein minig shalonu limshach yedeinim in a pas. We don't have a meshicha yedeinim in a pas. We don't have a Viennese table. We remove the table and we make put out a new table. Ein lanu meshicha yedeinim in a pas. Klal ad la'achav bichas amazin. Until after bichas amazin, we don't do this. Ela kol shashana oichlin peres, but as long as we eat peres, oishum dova, koinu bichas amazin, as long as it's eaten before bichas amazin, da'ateinu lecho pas kosho, our mind is constantly still to eat pas, so it's still considered boy machmas asuda. It's still considered a lafes. It's still considered a part of the meal. And you don't need a bracha. The kaim along can psak the rapapa, and we paskin like rapapa. Moshe has a yisuris de ketshuva in Or Chaim Chelik Dalet Tzimimim Aleph, and he says that ledina, we know that pas is patas omine macholim, but zokter, that's only if you're going to end up eating a kezayis of pas bichdechilis pras. Anytime throughout the suda, as long as you eat a kazayas of pas b'deachilas pras, then you can say all macholim are nigra bosa this pas and don't need a bracha. But if let's say you end up, you washed, you made a hamoitzi, but you ended up not eating a kazayas of pas b'deachilas pras, if you ended up not eating a kazayas of pas b'deachilas pras, then you would need a bracha on the food items that you're eating. You need a bracha on the soup. You need to make a bracha on the fish. You need to make a shahakal, because the pas only patters if you ate a suda, which is considered a shear of a zayis b'chdechilas pras. But if you ended up not eating a zayis b'chdechilas pras or pas, which you taka don't make a bichsam ozen, but then you would need a bracha lefneim. So Zokta Moshe, you have to be, you can't be machnis yourself into a sofik, and you have to make up your mind before you eat that I'm going to eat a zayis. Otherwise, I need to make a bracha on this other food item, even though it's in the middle of a meal. And Kiyadua, the Mishabur and the Sharatzian and Kufa in Zayin, bring the famous food called kompot, which is applesauce, but especially those days, it wasn't commercialized. It was an applesauce, which even might have pieces in it, but the point is it considered something that needs a bracha or not? So is it something that's boya machmas suda? Is it something that is regulus to have in a part of the suda or not? It's not a lafes, and it's not mezin, it's kinuach, it's a dessert. So lemaisad are those that are noyik to dafka, eat it with a piece of bread. Like this, you know, it's with the past, and with the past, then for sure you don't make a bracha. Others say, no, that lemaisit became a chelik of the suda. If it's a chelik of the suda, then you would not need a bracha. Or if you have a real fruit, a regular raw fruit, if you take an apple, then for sure you have to make a bracha for eitz. So you can always take an apple with it, with that kompot. The question is, how do you look at this kompot? Is it machmas asuda, so then it would not need a bracha? Is it already something that became part of the suda, this dessert? Or it's considered like dvorim she'en and boyim machmas asuda, that you would need a bracha lifneim, like a regular fruit, like peris. So either you take it with a piece of bread, or you take a fruit with it, so then for sure you have no suffix on this food item or not. But there are many are soimich on the fact that kompot today is, even the Mishabur himself, there's an edus, the Ponovich Rav, that he said he was made, that the Chofetz Chaim himself, that he was choizer from this, and he felt that it's taka something that's a chelik of the suda today. Another interesting food item that's discussed in the poskim is ice cream. Rav Sternberg in Chuvas van Hogge has a chiddush, and he says that it depends how you serve the ice cream. If the ice cream is served on a plate, so then it becomes a chelik of the suda. Then you don't make a bracha for the dessert, because that's a chelik of the suda, it's served on a plate. But if the ice cream is served on a stick, like ices, that's behedyin, not part of the suda. That's meant on the go. Ice cream on a stick, ices, or a cone, that's not meant to sit down by a suda. So that's behedyin, not part of the suda. Then you would make a bracha. So he says, it's mechalik, what kind of ice cream? Ice cream on a plate, that's a chelik of the suda, becomes chelik of the suda, doesn't need a bracha. But ice cream on a cone or on a stick, you would need to make a bracha. That's Avsternberg's chiddush in his Chuvas van Hogges. Because the yisoid of that, those ices are made not to be part of a meal. The behedya made to eaten, not by a meal. The Sharatzion over there, in Kufa and Zion, he says that if, let's say, people are noyed to start eating fruits, that still doesn't make it machmas asuda. Because fruits is be'etzem something that is not lelafe sapas, and it's a kinuach be'etzem. So it's not boye machmas asuda, even if people start doing it. And they only do it at this time, at the end of the meal. That doesn't make it boye machmas asuda. A dish of kompot might be different, but a fruit be'etzem, that's peiros needs a brocha lefneihem. It's a very interesting psak that my father heard from Rabbi Yashiv many years ago, 60 years ago. At that time, the metzias was different. But in Eitz Yisrael, milk was a very expensive entity. And it wasn't just, people didn't just drink a cup of milk like they do in America, 4 cups of milk to keep your bones healthy. This is in the early 60s. So in America, they drank milk. It's bar machmasuda. It's not something that's not eaten. Every breakfast, you have a cup of milk, 4 cups of milk. In Eitz Yisrael, it was just used a drop of it for coffee. So breakfast in the yeshiva, in Chevron yeshiva, the oilim washed, and they had milk that they put a little in the coffee. And my father poured himself a cup of milk. People looked at him, who drinks a cup of milk? You have to make a bracha. It's not bar machmasuda. So my father went to Rabbi Yashiv, who was a cousin of my grandfather, and he told him, whenever you have a shayla in halacha, we have a cousin known who Rabbi Yashiv was in 1963. He went to Rabbi Yashiv, and he told him, people tell me that I have to make a bracha. I drink a cup of milk by breakfast after we wash. So Rabbi Yashiv says, Vos, is nicht gesund? Bist du kranker? Who drinks milk? Milk is an expensive entity. No one just drinks a cup of milk. So he said, no, it's ein boy machmasuda. You have to make a shahakel if you drink a cup of milk in the middle of breakfast. I spoke to Binyamin Eliashiv a few years ago. He said, obviously his father said this in 1963 when milk was an expensive item and it wasn't common to drink. Today, in Eitz Yisrael, they drink milk too. So I've added a psak, the metzias changes and it's considered boy machmasuda, it's a norm. But we see that the metzias of food items take a change, different kufas, if it's considered boy machmasuda or not. Let's see the last Gemara. Sholus ben Zoyim v'nei ma'om gudvor ma'boy machmas asuda b'techa sudeim tunim brocha lo'lif neim b'lo'lif achreim. Why is it that food items that boy machmas asuda within the meal do not need a brocha lo'lif neim b'lo'lif achreim? Omalem hoylu pas b'tatun. Because the bread, the brocha v'amoytzi, patted that food item. Frek the Gemara, I hochi, yai nami niftrei pas. Why do we make a brocha v'agofen that you make in the middle of a suda? Let the pas patted the yain too. Zog the Gemara, Shiny yayin, daf men bezom and olive, the goyim brochla atzmoi. So Rashi, yayin is different. The goyim brochla atzmoi become a mekoyim subo, mevorchin olive af bishloy yitzchichin shtiyosei. You make a brocha even if you don't need to necessarily drink it. For instance, when it comes to Birchus Erisin, when it comes to Birchus by Kiddush, every Shabbos. So we see yayin as a special chashivas. That's why it's goyim brochla atzmoi, and that's why the pas doesn't patter it, even though it's within the Suda. And Mashenkin, all other food items, taka the pas patters it. Okay, we'll stop over here at the top of Membezim and Aleph.